land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour here on this hump day Wednesday, November 13th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Looking at two Senate bills, 1060 and 1061. The Secretary of State's in-house rules on how vanity license plates requests are approved, advanced out of the Senate committee yesterday morning. But not before one state senator suggested getting rid of vanity plates, personalized plates, altogether. And who is it? Of course, the Rhino Senator Ed McBroom told the Senate Transportation and Infrastructure Committee that with all of the Secretary of Staff time and energy spent on making sure vanity plates are rated G, he's fine with either jacking up the price or ending it altogether. According to the Secretary of State's office, roughly 1,200 personalized plates requests are denied each year. McBroom said, "It's a big job. And I'm not exactly sure it's worth what we get paid for it. So if somebody wants to consider just banning them outright, I certainly think that there's merit to that." However, nobody on the panel took the bait. Senate Bill 1060 and Senate Bill 1061 moved to the Senate floor without issue. Personalizing a state-issued license plate costs $30 for the first time and $15 a year after that. As long as you renew it, maintain it, the price goes down to $15. McBroom suggested they raise it to $100 or something to at least make the juice worth the squeeze, quote, end quote. Hundreds of proposed vanity license plates go through a special committee at the Secretary of State's office every single year. For the last couple of years, at least, Metro Times obtained a list of rejected plate suggestions. Many of them included graphic words or phrases. I'm not going to say them on the radio because obviously, they're graphic, and they were denied. The bills come to the legislature after the Secretary of State's former policy on plates was thrown out by the courts, being overbroad and unconstitutional. They've already tried to do something about these personalized plates in the courts threw it out. Overbroad and unconstitutional. Well, first of all, it's called freedom of speech. If you're willing to pay the extra money to get a personalized plate, you should be able to do it without exorbitant fees, Ed. We have three vehicles. All three of them have personalized plates. The Yukon WCHY 97.7. The Cadillac 97.7 WCHY. I just reversed the call letters with the frequency number. And on the newest vehicle that we own, the 2014 Jeep, which is 10 years old, is getting a personalized plate, AC Clerk, Antrim County Clerk, for Miss Vicky. This was kind of my little present for her winning her election. AC Clerk. But Ed McBroom wants us to pay not just $30 more for the first time, but he wants us to pay $100. What is the real expense, Ed, to the Secretary of State's office for looking at these plate applications? You're telling me one person couldn't do it? Unbelievable. Well, welcome to the lame duck, people. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
I never meant to be so bad to you.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Next story that I have queued up for today has to do with the Michigan State Board of Education. One of the members, Mitch Robinson, called out the Republican board member, Tom McMillan, during yesterday's board meeting to prove his claims that kitty litter is being placed in schools' bathrooms or teachers are changing the gender of students. If he can't, Robinson said, McMillan should issue an apology. Back in October, during a state board of education meeting, McMillan made a comment during discussion regarding mental health, about whether mental health professionals would condone or encourage a child who thinks they need a litter box at school because they feel like a cat. The comment prompted a response from Robinson. He says, quote, I'm calling on board member McMillan to either name the names and identify the teachers who he claims have been forced to change children's genders and place litter boxes in school bathrooms, or issue a public apology to the teachers of our state for these vile accusations that could very well influence the less stable among us to attempt to do unspeakable acts of violence. Enough is enough, Robinson said. He said the same rhetoric used by McMillan on the board in talking about transgender people and about the debunked kitty litter boxes in school bathrooms claims was showing up in town, township, and city council meetings. Such statements are also popping up in the state legislature as well as local school board meetings. Robinson said, quote, to be clear, no children are going to school as girls and coming home as boys. No teachers are forcing children to change their genders at school, and there are no litter boxes in school bathrooms. All of these ridiculous, obvious lies have been completely and thoroughly debunked, Robinson said. Anyone who still continues to peddle such wares was doing so as either a horrible political strategy or through pure ignorance, quote unquote, said Robinson. Well, I know for a fact, because I have gotten text messages on this show from people who told me about litter boxes in their kids' or grandkids' schools' bathrooms. I believe Barb Ajima and others sent me a text back in the day about that. So what I would like you guys to do, if you've been told by your kids or grandkids or by your sons and daughters about this, that this has actually occurred in their schools, I want you to text me. I want you to text me what school it was in, what grade, was it your child or grandchild? Text me the information, because I'm going to forward this information to Tom McMillan. As a matter of fact, I'm going to reach out to him and talk about it. McMillan said he didn't say what he was accused of saying. We can rewind the tape. Not surprised that words are being put in my mouth that are untrue. Yes, I did mention boxes. I think I was talking about the furries and things like that. These are things that are occurring around the country, McMillan said. Furries is a subculture group that dress up as animals or creatures. Community members gather online or at conventions held around the United States. McMillan said he never said there were surgeries happening at the schools or that anyone has ever been fired. But he had said that there were kindergarten teachers who quit because of language surrounding referring to children as a boy or a girl. It doesn't surprise me that my words are being taken out of context or that they're being lied about, said McMillan. Now, I know Tom. If he's been told that these litter boxes have been put in certain schools, I'm sure he may have said it. But it appears that he's somewhat backpedaling a little bit on what he possibly said or didn't say. I don't know. I wasn't there. I didn't see the story at the time back when it happened. Wait a minute. Is there a link? I'm going to click on this real quick. This looks like October meeting. I'm not sure if this is going to work or not, but I'll try it. They have a link to this story. Oh, here it is. Okay, yeah, good. It did work. State Board of Education asked for more mental health, school safety, and special education funding. State Board of Education passed two resolutions. This was back on October 8th. Both asking for more fundings in areas of mental health, school safety, and special education funding. In a rare show of bipartisanship, board members added both of the resolutions to the agenda with unanimous votes. The resolution to ask the U.S. Congress to fund 40% of these costs of services for students with disabilities also passed unanimously. Republican board member Tom McMillan wanted to add an amendment resolution that would ask the Michigan legislature and Governor Gretchen Whitmer to continue to provide mental health and school safety funding on a reoccurring basis going forward. His amendment would have asked for funding to be able to be applied to parents determined where mental health service providers would come from. McMillan said it was because the mental health assistants from the school might not meet the same worldview of the parents. The child says they feel like they need a litter box because they feel like they're a cat. Is this something that mental health professional is going to condone or encourage? This idea came from widespread social media hoaxes back in 2021 and 22, where students identified as furries, demanding litter boxes needed to be put in public schools. Reuters and other news outlets debunked the hoax, including one centered in Midland. The board voted down McMillan's amendment. So that's where the statement came from. One of the objectors to the amendment, Marshall Bullock, said, "You as a parent should know your child." McMillan was the sole no vote on the final passage of the resolutions. So that's basically where the story came from. But the left on the State Board of Education are demanding an apology for him even bringing the subject up. Again, I'm looking for people who know about these litter boxes in their schools. So if you know about this happening, you've been told by your own children, you're the grandparent, and they're telling you what little Johnny or Susie came home and said, I want you to text me the information. What school district, what school, if you know, what grades are we referring to? and then I will forward the information to Tom McMillan so he can defend himself at future State Board of Education meetings. And by the way, him and Nikki Snyder won re-election as the Republicans. But it's very interesting that now, after the election, the Democrats are bringing this up. Why? Well, it's over and done with. The resolution's passed. We're moving forward. But I thought it was an interesting story. I'm going to reach out to Tom and see basically exactly what he was referring to, what he actually meant. Why all of a sudden now they want an apology is beyond me. Next story, Senate Bill 1082 deals with the digital privacy of Michiganders' reproductive health information. Apps could not sell reproductive health data without consent under the pending bill, Senate Bill 1082. Definition ranges from the use of their menstrual cycle, fertility trackers, to abortion-related services and counseling. Additionally, the bill would outlaw geofencing based on a resident's trip to a sexual health clinic or an abortion facility. Geofencing uses cellular and Wi-Fi data as well as cell tower connectivity, and is dependent upon for location-based marketing strategies. Under this new pending bill, Senate Bill 1082, geofencing could not be utilized to identify or track individuals seeking reproductive health services or to send notifications or ads based on someone being within 1,850 feet of a said location. McMorrow, the very liberal senator, of course, who's sponsoring the bill, says, so let's say you use a period tracker app. This would provide very clear in simple English notification that would pop up for you. It asks you to affirm your age of consent for your data to be used. And it would spell out exactly how it would be used, McMorrow said, explaining how the consumer's experience would change under Senate Bill 1082. She described her legislation deals with apps, purchases, and geofencing. It's really just making sure that any data that you provide, whether it's to an app or to a phone, or basically anywhere you are in the world, would not be sold to outside companies or government entities without your clear consent that it's okay. I think this is, at least in my mind, how we can start digging into how we protect Michiganders' data. This is an issue area that is highly sensitive, highly personal, and highly charged right now, given the current political environment.